This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon? He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to the program, Know Your Lord. Before the break, we were talking about some of the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talking about how we can utilize and help ourselves in terms of benefiting our own selves in believing, reflecting, pondering on the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-mu'min is the one who is the giver of security. Security from the hellfire, security in this very world, and he will give the greatest gift, that is showing himself in al-Jannah. If we have the faith, the strongest faith in him, in Malaika, in the angels, in the books that Allah sent, in the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, on the day of judgment, in the hereafter, in the hellfire, in the heaven, in the paradise, if we have the faith in all, in the destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined everything, inshallah we will be among those who deserve the security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muta'alli. Al-Muta'alli is the one who is absolutely high and highly exalted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above what the people attribute to him. Like for example, people say that Na'udhu Billah, may God forbid that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is the begotten son of Ar-Rahman, of Almighty God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. They say that Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, the most powerful, the most pure, has begotten a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. It is the most abominable thing, the worst thing that they utter. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَتَّرْنَ مِنْهُ. If the sky has the same feeling, if it were given the feeling, what they are uttering about, that Ar-Rahman has begotten son, it would burst out. The earth will split into asunder. And the mountains, it will fall down into utter ruin. How could you say that Ar-Rahman, Al-Muta'alli, he is high above all what you attribute to him, he begot a son? This is the worst thing that the people utter, to which they have no right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muta'alli. He is the most high. He is far exalted from what people attribute to him. The people, instead of worshipping this great God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muta'alli, they go and worship weak gods. They go and surrender themselves to those who themselves are creators, who are low in nature, low in power, low in capacity, low in knowledge, low in everything, in comparison to Allah, who is Al-Muta'alli. He is far exalted from what people ascribe to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is Al-Mutakabbir. Who is Al-Mutakabbir? Other than Allah, there is none who can be Al-Mutakabbir. Al-Mutakabbir is the one who is the most proud. He is the supreme of all. He befits Al-Mutakabbir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being Al-Mutakabbir, being the creator of the heavens and the earth, being the one who has given everything to us, he is the only one who is worthy for his supremacy over us. None of us have the right to show kibr, to show proud. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us that those who have pride, they will not even taste, smell the sweetness of Jannah. Those people who have pride, they will never be able to smell the sweetness of Jannah. Leave aside getting in it, you cannot even smell the sweetness of Al-Jannah, of paradise. This is the worst characteristic that a person can have. And what is the root cause of this characteristic? Because people think that if they are rich, if they have strong strength, if they are powerful, if they are influential, if they are beautiful, they try to think and assume that it belongs to them. By Allah, it is only Allah who possess all your beauty, all your strength, all your power, all your influence, all your glory. It is Allah who is the provider of everything. How come then we boast that we are rich and they are poor? How come can we boast that we are beautiful and others are ugly? How can we be proud and walk on the face of the earth when this earth belongs to Allah, when you belong to Allah, when all your qualities belong to Allah, everything belongs to Allah? What for you are proud of? Your reality will be nothing if Allah wills. It is Allah who deserves to be called as Al-Mutakabbir. None of us, literally, none of us has the right to be called as Al-Mutakabbir. It is only Allah, and we testify that there is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Al-Mutakabbir, meaning the most proud. He is the only one who is supreme over everything, over everybody. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mannan. Al-Mannan is the one who does good to the people. Moreover, one of the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Mannan. Al-Mannan is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we actually study in the Quran about who Al-Mannan is. We would understand the reality, the greatness of Al-Mannan. And we will testify that we have no right to associate anyone with Al-Mannan. We have no right to show that we have done something to others. It is only Al-Mannan who does everything to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who deserves our worship. Out of his names and attributes that he has given to him, which we are studying, memorize that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand that he is Al-Mujib. He is Al-Mujib. Who is Al-Mujib? Al-Mujib is the one who responds. How many of us sit alone and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Experience this. No one should be with you. It's only you and Allah. He is the one who will respond your prayer. He is the one who will respond to what you ask for. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 186, Allah says, I will respond you. I will respond your supplication. I will respond your prayers. He is just not the God who has the knowledge, who hears everything, who listens everything. He is also Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib is the one who responds. That is the reason we need to go to him, ask him. Many a times we feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't respond to us. Wallah, it is not possible. If Allah doesn't respond to you, then who has the power to respond to you? Who can hear your supplicants? Who can help you? If Allah Al-Mujib, he doesn't respond to you, which force can help you? Our dua is a weapon for us. Make dua to Al-Mujib. He is there to accept your prayers. He is there to accept your repentance. He is there to forgive you. He is there to give you good in this dunya, save you in the akhirah. He is Al-Mujib. Ask Him. We will be tired in asking, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will never be tired of responding us. He is Al-Mujib. We the people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to have complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to make dua, and this is the strongest weapon of a believer, through which he connects with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through which he talks to Allah, through which he acknowledges that there is someone. There is Al-Mujib, whom I can go for all my needs, for all my requirements, for all my requirements. I can go to Al-Mujib to ask him, to plea, to cry that, Ya Mujib, I need so and so. I need so and so. Make dua. And this is the sharpest weapon of a believer. Never despair. Never despair that Allah will not respond you. Never think or assume that Allah will not respond you. Allah will respond you. Allah knows when to respond. Allah knows how to respond. Allah knows who to respond. We need to be committed in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, again in this episode, we have talked about some of the greatest names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I call you for an action that you need to act upon right now is to get up, make sure that you start memorizing all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect upon them, ponder over them, and make yourself a person who is an ideal slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till then, keep remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep asking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
He's Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us? Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to Him out loud.